This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from my flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite as we stream live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping out in the coronavirus effort, too. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, and the bus drivers, and all those roughnecks out there working the oil rigs in the United States and around the world, thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Click on the like button and then jump on in the chat room. And by the way, we got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, with us. Good morning, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And I think we're running the live stream again out of Minnesota, out of Minneapolis, on the official Captain's America Third Watch again, aren't we?
That's exactly right. And it's very informative, and we're seeing a lot of things happen at street level there.
Yeah, well, let's say the pledge, because there is a lot of stuff going on all across the country right now, folks. So are you ready, Kyle?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we're going to need a lot of that. Kyle, all hell broke loose again, and this wasn't just Minneapolis. I was watching Minneapolis because I was curious to see what would happen. Now, I saw the perimeter established early, with the National Guard, with the State Patrol, with the police officers. The fire trucks were in there mopping up, trying to put out the fires that were going on. And then, as it started to get dark, they fired a few volleys of tear gas, and they backed off, and they let the rioters and the looters take control of the streets again, and they went out and did exactly that. They looted places. They set fire to them. I don't know how many fires are burning right now within a three-mile stretch of what I'm looking at here in Minneapolis, but it's more than two or three. Looks like it's about a half a dozen major structures that are on fire, businesses again. And this is not what you do if you want to quell a riot, and I'll explain. You ready?
Absolutely.
First of all, having been involved in riots before, especially in the 60s, as a first responder and also as a military person, in the 60s it was a military person because I was getting ready to go over to Vietnam, and one of our places where we had to stop was Detroit. We had to stop there and do what we had to do there. And then, of course, as a first responder, we had some race riots, and that's what we call them, some race riots that we went to and different things we did. But what the police did and the fire department did that worked is they established a perimeter in the daytime. And even with the National Guard, when you had them, you established a perimeter in the daytime. You set up your equipment in zones, like you had zone 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, whatever, and you would set up all your equipment. And then your perimeter was established, and when it became dark, nobody crossed over the perimeter. The only people that were there were the people that lived in there, and it was a whole hell of a lot easier to stop the looters, to stop the robbers, to stop the arsonists and all that sort of stuff. And it worked. And I've yet to see that happen in Minneapolis.
Well, that's right, Captain. What we're seeing in Minneapolis right now, in fact, I'm watching an inferno continue here, live in Minneapolis right now. But it is something where the police have essentially retreated on orders, we believe, from the local.
Well, I don't see cops retreating. I see cops with a perimeter around the fire trucks quite a ways away, about 2 blocks away, to see to it that the people that are there can't get down close to where the fire trucks, and there's a big, big stick up in the air, a big aerial ladder up in the air putting water down on that structure.
Yeah, exactly. But earlier on,
there was no one to be seen.
That's right. The police presence essentially evaporated at that point, and we went into another night of setting fires. As you mentioned, looting. We're watching people take safes out of buildings. Also, Captain, right across from the White House at Lafayette Park, major demonstration and major confrontation with a line drawn by the U.S. Secret Service to keep people from getting actually to the fence of the White House.
Yeah.
And a lot of bricks being thrown, water bottles, and one Secret Service agent we know may have been hit in the head by something.
Now, let's also establish the fact that what we are watching, and you can see them and tell that they are by their actions, the leaders of these groups that are around, these are professional agitators, people that have been trained to do this. They've trained for months, and we knew about this. We knew this was going on. This happened during Ferguson. This happened during Baltimore. And they've trained ever since, and they've just been sitting there waiting for the opportunity to do something. They got their opportunity. They fanned out across the country, and here we are.
That's right. And also, Captain, we're seeing major structure fires in St. Paul, Minnesota, as well. In Los Angeles, they declared an unlawful assembly about 9:30 local time tonight. There have been many different violent confrontations between protesters and police. We understand there have been many arrests. There have been no fires, major fires that I'm aware of, and there has been some looting, a small amount, we understand at this point.
Well, you had Atlanta, you had Cincinnati, you had New York City, Brooklyn in particular, Phoenix, Dallas, Los Angeles, Bakersfield, California, Oakland, California, and there may be some others. But in Atlanta, they burned a police car right off the bat. And hold that thought, we're going to break. They burned a police car right off the bat. I was talking to Denise Simon when we were watching this, and she goes, I said, Denise, that's a police car. And he goes, no. I said, yeah, it is. Look at the light bar on the roof. It's a police car they're burning. And they were. All right. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
and then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yep, you sure are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, many of you know that I've been taking Relief Factor for 4 years, and it's been working for me. It took some tonight before I started the show, as I do just about every night. Now, if you've got arthritis, if you've got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, knee pain, ankle pain, general muscle aches or pain in general from your job that you do, your work or whatnot, I want you to give Relief Factor an opportunity to see if it'll help you out. Now, you can go take the Relief Factor 3-week quick start. It only costs you $19.95. And in doing so, all you got to do is go to the website they gave me, which is relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. That's the website. You go over there. There's a tutorial right there on the page with Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that own Relief Factor. And they'll tell you how it's all natural. They'll tell you the ingredients that's in there, what it does to help you. It's worked for me, and I wouldn't be talking about this if that wasn't the case. So for $19.95, sign up for the 3-week quick start. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy being out of pain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And, Kyle, they're going at it now in Portland, Oregon, it looks like. So add that city to the mix.
Absolutely, Captain. It looks like we got some tear gas being shot as well. Police trying to disperse the crowds. We see them running through.
Well, they're burning something in the street again. I don't know what that is, but I see something burning in the street.
Mm-hmm. And then, again, this is about 11:19, of course, local time in Portland, so it continues to ramp up. Other places in the east, of course, and in the Midwest, it's a couple hours difference to 3 hours difference. So you've got some people here in Portland or on this coast,
well,
in Los Angeles, they're not ready to stop yet.
This is a big story. It's going on across the country. No one should be surprised. They've been waiting for their opportunity to do this. This is Antifa. This is Black Lives Matter. This is George Soros. This is progressive left liberal socialist Democrats that have waited for an opportunity to do this. These people that are in the middle of this that have organized this are professional antagonists that get paid, that trained to do this, and they are very good at what they do, and you can see them by what they do, getting in the face of the police trying to do what it is they try to do to get a reaction, because they're hoping that the police will come after them or shoot at them or whatever. They're hoping that will happen because they'd like nothing better than to see martial law be declared, and then they could use that to postpone elections and all sorts of stuff, because that's what this is all about, the fundamental transformation of America. You're watching it on television. Now, Kyle, we got to change gears because the president did some big things yesterday. The United States of America cut ties with the World Health Organization, withdrawing trade ties also with Hong Kong because of what China did over there. This is big news.
It really is big news. And, of course, if we didn't have the riots going on, it probably would be the lead story, one would think, on many different newscasts. But you're right, Captain. Number one, the president went against China today in a very big way by changing the trade status of Hong Kong. We're going to get details on that. But we even saw stocks rebound a little bit because it wasn't quite as harsh as they might have expected it to be. But all of that is in response to that new security law that the Chinese government is imposing onto the people of Hong Kong. And then, as you mentioned, the World Health Organization, the president saying the U.S. is cutting ties with the World Health Organization because of its handling of the coronavirus outbreak in China, and then, of course, all of the misinformation that came the rest, to the rest of the world, and we had all of this happen because we didn't have the right information. And so these are very big moves by the president.
Now, the other thing that's going on right now is we had more information released from the actual phone call between Lieutenant General Flynn and the Russian ambassador. And again, we found out there's no there, because we heard what was being discussed, and it was nothing out of the ordinary, nothing.
Exactly right. And Sidney Powell, of course, the attorney for General Flynn, Lieutenant General Flynn, talked about, there was nothing in this call that would have any kind of Logan Act violation.
Nope.
And as you know, Captain, this was one of the things they tried to hang around the neck of Lieutenant General Flynn. Somehow he had violated the Logan Act, which is an archaic law, and by that I simply mean because it was so long ago, that has to do with interfering with the administration internationally and so forth. But, of course, he didn't do anything. This was all, lack of a better, no pun intended, trumped up, and every single day this gets confirmed, and Sidney Powell has done a great job showing us this.
Well, my sources are telling me that the U.S. Attorney Barr, Attorney General Barr and the U.S. Attorney that's investigating this from Connecticut, they're telling me that they're zeroing in on James Comey and James Clapper.
This is big time, again, yes, because, of course, it'll all start to, I think, really come into focus, Captain. We'll see why the media tours and the softballs and all these kinds of things for these two particular people and others involved as well was really a way to try to get people to, have this preconceived notion that, oh, no, they didn't do anything weird. They didn't go off, the range here. They absolutely were trying, it would seem, to frame an innocent man.
Now, I want you to listen to this live actual report of a CNN reporter with his cameraman talking back to the morning crew at CNN. And they were in the middle of doing a news story when they were told by the state police that were sweeping the street to leave at least twice, and they didn't leave. And listen to what happened.
And so we walked away. I'm sorry?
You're under arrest.
Okay. Do you mind telling me why I'm under arrest, sir? Why am I under arrest, sir?
Okay. We are arrested and live on CNN. We've been told you before that we are with CNN.
If you're just tuning in,
You are watching our correspondent, Omar Jimenez, being arrested by state police in Minnesota. We're not sure why our correspondent is being arrested.
I am sure why. He was told twice to move out of the area and leave because it was sweeping the streets. And he chose to stand there and continue to do his report and not pay any attention to them. Consequently, he got arrested. It would happen to anybody.
Yeah, this is a real strange sort of occurrence. And insofar as that, even the governor came out with a massive apology about the whole thing. So I think they, in the long run, they saw the optics of it. But it's interesting to see sort of how all that progressed. But still, it's a very, very bad situation all around.
All right. Sally in Plano is telling us about some sort of press conference with the governor in Minnesota. Now, the governor in Minnesota came out earlier and lied, and this is what he said, and I know he lied because there was nothing going on. He said, well, we currently have the National Guard on the streets, and we have our police on the streets, and the state police are backing them up, and we also have fire departments on the street taking care of the fires and this, that, and the other. Well, no, they didn't. There was nobody to be seen in any of the shots we were watching. None.
Well, that's right. And this is one of the reasons why everything got out of hand. You know, and they declared a curfew for 8 p.m. local time in Minneapolis, but that came and went. In fact, there were more people on the streets, Captain, after 8 p.m. local time in Minneapolis. And unfortunately, they just the message was completely it was just missed. And it wasn't reinforced. And again, in fact, I heard somebody describe it as the Lucy teeing up the football for Charlie Brown and then pulling the football away, in some way thinking that if they reduce the confrontation that people will go away, but they didn't. It got worse.
By the way, guess who's no longer on the short list to be vice president?
A wild guess might be Amy Klobuchar.
Yeah. Now, she came out and tried to lie her way out of this yesterday. She said, well, she was not the, she didn't prosecute the officer at the center of the George Floyd, does she? She never did that after her previous conduct complaints. She just didn't do that. Well, I ran a simple records check, and she was the district attorney at the time, and she did not prosecute that cop.
Well, right. And as a matter of fact, in anything to do with this particular event and Amy Klobuchar's name being so closely associated, let's just say she got the VP nod and she was the candidate. Everywhere she went, Captain, this would be the one subject they would be talking to her about all the time. And they just knew that, and so now I think she's out of the running.
Yeah. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We're going to take another look at what's going on. A lot of arrests being made in Minneapolis right now. We're seeing people lined up being put in the back of the prisoner transport van. So that's going on right now. All right, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been arrested days after the death of George Floyd, which has sparked protest and unrest in the city. Here's Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been charged by the Hennepin County Attorney's Office with murder,
and with manslaughter. He has been charged with third-degree murder. We are in the process of continuing to review the evidence. There may be subsequent charges later.
John Harrington, the commissioner for the Minnesota Department of Public Safety, said the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension has taken Chauvin into custody. Floyd was seen on a disturbing video begging for air as Chauvin pressed his knee into his neck until he died. The FBI is also investigating whether civil rights charges are appropriate. Stay updated with everything going on around the world at USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount. Out at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Captain's America, Third Watch.
All righty, it sure is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Geico, geico.com. And if you want to get a little insurance comparison for the car, the truck you're driving, the motorcycle, the ATV, your RV, whatever, and you're looking for a comparison on your homeowners and renters insurance policy too, then trot on over to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. Type in your zip code, and they'll give you a quote right there, right off the website. And then, of course, the rest is up to you. You can either continue to make the purchase to save money right there off the website, or you can get the name of the agent closest to you and go see the agent and go from there. But either way, it's Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. All right, and Kyle Ward, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
There's the press conference with the governor. I'm just seeing that.
That's right. I think he was just talking about the forces are near the 5th Precinct Police Building. That's what I caught here right before we went back on. And, of course, the rioters may want to do the same thing that they did to the 3rd Precinct Building last night.
Well, they were trying. They were trying. They worked their way over towards the 5th Precinct, which is a ways away from where the other one was. And, oh, by the way, some of these fires are outside the perimeter. And, again, it's a 7-county area that's encompassed here with Minneapolis and St. Paul. 7-county area that this is going on in. And it's not limited to just one area. Now, the other thing is this police officer the fired police officer was charged with third-degree murder and manslaughter for the killing of
George Floyd. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you would have thought that might have slowed things down a little bit, but nope, not at all. And then Michael Moore, see, there's movie stars, there's actors that are just throwing gasoline on the fire. He says it's okay to demolish the police headquarters in Minneapolis because it's contrition for Black America.
You know, when Michael Moore comes out and says stuff like that, you know, I always wonder. No, it's not contrition at all. What I would tell Michael Moore is that the system is taking over here. The officers were fired. The video was egregious. There's no doubt about that. There's an FBI investigation, and now at least the one officer is charged with murder. So there's going to be an investigation and a trial, and that's how our system works. It's not about going and demolishing other things or doing stuff like that. We all have to live under the same constitution, the same set of laws. And our system has to work, or it's not going to work for anybody. It's not going to mean anything. And so when you hear stuff like that, that's just more incitement. Like, if they don't tear the building down or let them burn it down, then we're still going to have more violence. That's not the way to go.
So who's right on the mask discussion? Because now you got WHO and you got the CDC. One says that if you're healthy, you don't need to wear a mask. If you're sick, you need to wear a mask. And the other says, oh, no, everybody's got to wear a mask inside, outside, all the time, everywhere you go. Who's right?
Well, you know, Captain, I'm waiting for Dr. Fauci to come out and say, I want everybody to just flip a coin every day and see if they're going to wear a mask or not, because that's how we feel. We don't know who to believe.
You know what I was waiting during all of this arson and all that stuff? I was waiting to see, well, there's poisonous gases in these fires, and you should be wearing a mask because that'll help you. Well, no, the mask will not help you. What helps you is a respirator that's got a filter in it, okay, or an SCBA air tank that's got air that you're going to be sucking down instead of sucking down smoke. All right, anybody that would say a mask is going to help you in those conditions is out of their mind.
Well, that's right. And I have not heard one thing about the environmental impact of these raging infernos and toxic air,
yeah.
All this stuff. And,
did you see the post office on fire?
The post office is on
fire. Did you see
the
smoke that was coming out of the post office?
It was black.
You know why it was black?
Why is that?
That was the oil-based nature of not only the paint inside, but the way they build those concrete buildings, those brick buildings and all that stuff. There was all the electronics. There was everything coming out there. That was hazardous material. If you got in that smoke, you could have been overcome, and a lot of bad things could have happened to you.
It's terrible. Yes, it looks very, very bad as well. You know, and we've only heard maybe a little bit of some reporters saying, of course, these people are out here during a pandemic. But I haven't heard one thing from officials that say, look, you know, we can't have this at all. I mean, we've got to disperse this if only for COVID-19. But these people, Captain, they don't care, evidently, about the kinds of outbreaks that we could see as a result of this kind of gathering.
Now, leave it to Texas to come up with a way to have a sporting event. They said that they're going to allow fans at 25% capacity to attend sporting events, whether it's baseball, whether it's hockey, whether it's basketball, whether it's football. 25% initially can go to the stands to watch a sporting event.
That's right. And we understand that the leagues are going to have to go through an application process to state health officials, and that, at least for now, indoor events will not be able to have spectators. But it's a start.
Now, Facebook, who has pretty much been staying out of the presidential social media executive order until today, that is, came out and said that the Trump social media order is going to trigger more censorship on the Internet.
Yeah, this is a very interesting situation. There's no doubt about it. And that's because I think once you start down this path of fact-checking and deciding for the people who are viewing these things what's true and what's not, quote-unquote, it's going to become very, very difficult to maintain. A lot of times, you know, Captain, you know, you and I, probably of the old school thought that, you know, you have to be discerning in life, and you have to check things out before you simply, assent to a belief for something. You have to do your homework, and that's what people need to do as well.
Well, the other thing is that Facebook is not a news reporting service.
Right.
However, with the opinions that they do, and they opinionate the pieces that become op-eds, and that way there, they are actually putting out their own form of news as a news service with opinionated pieces, which makes them the same as a newspaper. So consequently, you're going to find out that there might be regulation coming for these places, and if there is, then they're going to have to straighten up or fly right, or else they won't be around.
Well, right, if they're put into that kind of context. But in terms of someone putting up a post about this and such and their opinions about it, and they're not a news organization, well, people have to sort of, again, take it with a grain of salt and do your own fact-checking. That's the best way to know if what you're reading is correct.
Well, there is a lot, and I mean a lot, of opinionated fake news all over the Internet. And you've really got to be careful what you get. You can't just grab something and go, oh, look at this, because I've been caught a couple times by not checking thoroughly my sources. But once I find out, then I go back and I say, by the way, this is fake news, blah, 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 or whatever. But I don't get caught that often because I check it, I cross-vet it, I vet it again, and I vet it one more time to make sure that it's accurate before I put my name on it.
Well, that's right. Yeah, and we get sent stuff all the time. You do, I do as well. You just have to be real.
And these third world bloggers and these pages, they're the worst ones because they just stick something out there. Look what I found. Jerry James said that this was going to happen. They were going to nuke the whole city in a minute here. Look at this. I mean, geez. I mean, I'm being ridiculous, but that's what it is.
Well, exactly. It is a platform, and it is a mass form of communication that we've never really seen before, and it does change things, and it also has a great potential to disperse information very, very quickly, especially on a night like tonight when we're getting reports off of social media, video, instantaneous video of what's happening. Those things are very positive.
All right. Well, here's this mayor of Minneapolis who, in my opinion, doesn't know his... well, never mind. I won't. I'll be polite. The guy is ignorant. He's got no experience. He doesn't know what the hell he's doing. He's in over his head. And I believe he is telling his people to back up and stay away. He doesn't want a confrontation in his city. But yet he's going to let businesses burn to the ground and all that sort of stuff before he has his people go in there. Again, I told you what the simple solution is to do it and what's been done in riots, big-time riots, much worse than this years before, is you establish a perimeter in the daytime. You get all your equipment set up in there, your police, your fire, your EMTs and all that, zone it out, and nobody gets in after it goes dark. Nobody gets in.
Right, we're learning more about Jacob Fry, but he does seem to be out of his element in this whole.
He's out of his league. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back. We're going to take a look at the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, and then we're going to jump right back into it again here with what's going on. And by the way, this is going on all around the country, Atlanta, Cincinnati, New York City, Brooklyn, Phoenix, Dallas, L.A., Bakersfield, Oakland, Portland, Oregon, and, of course, Minneapolis and St. Paul. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur Decks for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed it is, and it is time for our first byway and highway report out there for the America's truckers. And it's brought to you, as always, by the Flying J and or Pilot truck stop nearest you. And here we go. I think. Oops. Well, that's the way it goes. So that was, we'll stop it right there because I really want to get into the weather here anyway, so we can keep moving into what we're going to move into. But let me bring Kyle in here, the modern day methods of radio, right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that was Wang Chung.
Yeah, everybody have fun tonight. But anyway, yeah, and maybe that's not the appropriate song to play for what's going on when they're burning down our country. All right, well, let's get into the weather here because right now, out west, out there where you're at, dangerously hot and dry conditions are going to persist over the desert southwest this weekend with critical fire weather conditions today. Now, we're looking at some areas along the California-Nevada border and a lot of Nevada and a bunch of areas in Utah and Arizona, so you take it from there. And by the way, I do see rain in Northern California coming ashore.
That's right. Rain in Northern California as we're coming out of this little heat wave that we had. In Southern California, my neck of the woods, we had a little light sprinkling earlier this evening of a little bit of moisture. You're right. It is actually starting to dissipate. But to the east, we still have some very high temperatures, very hot, excessive heat warnings. Phoenix hit, I think, what was 109, I think, on just a day ago or so. So we continue to see this happening, and also into Nevada, as you mentioned. We've got some wind advisories in that area, too, along the California-Nevada border.
Yeah, and up there in Portland, South Portland, Medford, for about 40 miles up I-5, you're going to have some rain showers there, wind inland over towards Idaho, southern part of Idaho, and then up there in the Yakima, Wenatchee area of Washington State, you're going to have some rain up in there. Now, moving across over into Montana, the central part of Montana, again, around Billings, some rain in the western and central part of Wyoming, rain, wind in the eastern part of Utah, wind in the northwest corner of Colorado. Now, we've got some, North Dakota, the northeastern part of North Dakota. We've got a frost warning up there tonight, as well as northern Minnesota, all the way across the Duluth. We've got a frost warning up there. And then up in the northern peninsula of Michigan, there's some scattered showers through there, scattered showers up in upstate New York from about Oswego all the way to Watertown. And then it looks like we got some fog along the Atlantic Ocean. But yesterday, Kyle, the Middle Atlantic all the way up to upstate New York and along the Vermont border and up towards Canada, they had a lot of thunderstorms. They had a lot of heavy rain and severe thunderstorm watches and warnings. I think they even had a couple of tornado watches and warnings up in that area.
That's right. And that fog you mentioned is primarily, I think, along the coast of Maine, heading from Brunswick all the way north to about, it looks like, St. Stephen and Eastport.
Now, a cold front is going to bring the threat of scattered, strong to severe thunderstorms from the Middle Atlantic to New England through Saturday. And some of the storms could produce damaging winds, locally heavy rainfall. And there could even be something a little extra to go along with that. We'll see how that all plays out. But the fact of the matter is, there is the possibility for some really severe weather. And even up in the eastern part of Maine tonight, going up towards Presque Isle and Caribou from I-95 and the Nova Scotia line, there's a strong possibility for some severe weather up in there, too, moving along.
Absolutely. And, you know, Captain, a lot of people want to know what the weather would be like for the SpaceX launch coming up later today on Saturday.
Well, it's a 50-50 chance is my thought of getting it off the ground today, a much better chance on Sunday. Why, do you have the weather?
I just know that they're looking at possible clouds and thunderstorms are in the forecast Saturday afternoon.
50% chance of rain this afternoon from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and that's their window, 2 to 4. If they can't get it up there, then they're not going to be able to until Sunday, and then Sunday things look a lot better. So it may be a Sunday launch, but for those of you that are over there at the Cape hoping it'll be today, I hope it's today, too.
Yeah, me too. I want to see that thing flying.
Yeah. Now, going back to what's going on here, let me try something here. Let me see if I can get this going. I'm not sure if I... there we go.
Well, we were not consulted with as it relates to that.
Now, this is the commanding general of the Minnesota National Guard.
Other options available for the governor if the governor elects to use those resources. So at this time, Governor, I completes my comments. Thank you.
Thank you, General Jensen. Thank you, Commissioner. The situation now is the movement of those, and I think Minnesotans who maybe don't understand this, of the force structure we have, some of this, of course, classified, but where Minnesota soldiers are deployed overseas and in support of missions, and that is a limited force because the National Guard is what it is in states. And when we talk about calling up the National Guard, it's not like pulling something off a shelf and it's there. This is a human being, citizen soldier, who's out there working across the state from Roseau to Winona, and they get called in. They need to gather equipment, make their things, put their things.
Okay, let me pull this back for the people that are trying to listen to him talk about why there was a delay in getting the National Guard there. The National Guard, first of all, the very first night, should have been put on standby. Would you agree with that?
Yes, 100%.
And they weren't. You are aware of that, right?
That's right.
It wasn't until the second night that they were actually put on standby, and they didn't show up until the third night.
That's right. And I understand, Captain, there was something about the orders that never really came through.
There were no orders at all given by the governor, because I don't think he knew what to tell them. But here's the deal, okay? That Minneapolis mayor, you people need to have your heads examined for electing that guy. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's totally out of his league. He isn't a leader, and you're seeing it right now. By the way, I heard him say again, well, our police are on the street, our fire are responding to the fires as quickly as they can get to, and we've got everything under control. No, you don't. They were totally out of control, because that's why the people were setting the fires roaming the streets to begin with.
Well, right. You
what
know,
a liar.
Well, you know, Captain, what I get from the mayor there in Minneapolis is I get he wants to do a dramatic speech or something, when really he needs to get, I don't know, into the Rudy Giuliani School of Mayoring and learn how to get out there and get the city back. That's what he needs to do.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, and politicians are what they are. You know, we're going to call them on the carpet when we know they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. No, hold on a minute, because I'm going to get over here to Todd. I think this is Todd in Tampa. Is that you, Todd?
Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead and wrap us up here.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Donald, we're focusing on the American people. Everything else is a sideshow. Everything else is George Soros and Antifa going around doing what they do, okay? This is, so, 436 House members.
435.
435, okay, good. Way to stay on the number, boss. Okay, and a presidency, okay? Focus on Michigan, North Carolina. If I was president 3 months ago, whatever this started, I would have signed the executive. In the Constitution, I can't keep people at home. Okay, you have the right to go to work and be free. That's what the Bill of Rights and the Constitution said. That's your job. Being president is standing up every day and fighting for the American people against the DNC and all their unholy forces, Silicon Valley and China. Let's get to work. God bless and save the country. Let's go, Captain.
All righty, and it's Todd in Tampa. But, again, we knew people being cooped up for a long period of time, all it was going to take was a little ignition, right?
Yes, unfortunately. Yes.
And now the latest proposal from the Democrats is they want to pay him $450 a week to go back to work.
Yeah, exactly.
To go back to work.
Yeah, to go back to work.
Yeah, no way. No way, Jose. It's just not going to happen on my watch. And anybody that would vote for that, we need to impeach him. All right, we'll be right back after the top of the hour news with hour number two on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm telling you, folks, this country has lost its way and lost its mind. The Democrats think that they're running the whole country, which technically they are, because they're the swamp, and we know where the swamp is, and the deep state, and we know who they are. Golly, wake up, America. Vote these bums out in November.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.